With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has voted to fund most of the government after President Trump and Democrats managed to strike a deal on Homeland Security last night. Senators passed the measure a few hours before last night's midnight deadline to win passage of the bill. The president had to agree to fund Homeland Security at current levels for just 2 weeks while lawmakers debate new restrictions on federal immigration raids. The president says he made the right choice by deciding to nominate Kevin Warsh to lead the Federal Reserve.
He's very smart, very good. Strong, young, pretty young, and I think he's going to do a good. I mean, he was the central casting guy that people wanted.
Warsh once supported higher interest rates to fight inflation. More recently, he has backed the idea of lowering rates, which puts him right in line with President Trump's thinking. Two Republican senators, though, have pledged to block the president's selection for the Federal Reserve chair. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clarkson.
GOP Senators Tom Tillis and Lisa Murkowski won't support the president's Fed pick unless the criminal investigation into current Fed chair Jerome Powell is resolved. The senators object to the Justice Department's investigation, and Powell himself has called it a pretext by the Trump administration to force him to lower rates.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clarkson reporting. States like North Carolina getting a double winter weather whammy this weekend.
Much of North Carolina was coated in a thick sheet of ice last week, causing stores to run out of just about everything. This weekend, the prediction is for heavy snow in some areas, followed by strong wind, as another wave of dangerous cold is predicted for the south, all the way up the eastern coastline to Maine. Originally from Alaska, Dan McClellan said, he's ready for the cold snap to be over.
It's been difficult.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. The center of global religious persecution is said to be shifting. Correspondent Michael Harrington takes a closer look.
Open Doors U.S. puts out an annual list of the places where it is most dangerous to be a Christian. And in decades past, it used to be the Middle East, plain and simple. But over the past 10 years or so, sub-Saharan Africa has become a growing problem. Checking the 2026 World Watch List reveals that 7 of the top 20 worst countries for Christians are in Africa versus 6 that are in the Middle East. Muslim terrorism is the problem in all of them. Michael Harrington reporting.
The UN World Food Program says more than 1 million people in northeastern Nigeria could lose access to emergency food and nutrition aid within weeks unless funding is secured. Violence and hunger surging in that part of the country. Northern Nigeria currently is bedeviled by two separate Muslim terrorist organizations preying on Christians and other religious minorities. This is SRN News. Former CNN anchor Don Lemon says he'll fight the charges after being charged in connection with a protest at a church in Minnesota.
The First Amendment of the Constitution protects that work for me and for countless of other journalists who do what I do.
A grand jury in Minnesota indicted Lemon and 8 others on charges of conspiracy and interfering with the First Amendment rights of worshipers. It alleges Lemon conspired with activists and some other journalists who entered the church, intimidated a pastor, and blocked in and frightened congregants. Organizers called the protest Operation Pull-Up, saying they wanted to let people know that a pastor at the church ran the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Office in St. Paul. I'm Jennifer King.
Lindsey Vonn is sitting out a World Cup Super G race today. That's after she crashed and injured her left knee a day earlier. She does remain on track, though, for the Milan Cortina Olympic Games. She says that she wound up in the safety nets after going downhill yesterday in Crans-Montana, Switzerland. More at SRNnews.com.